Last December, the Ashland-based King's Daughters Health System officially became part of the University of Kentucky, a move that helps create greater access to high-quality care for more Kentuckians. Ashland native Dr. Richard Ford is a UK College of Medicine alum and the Chief Medical Officer for Inpatient and Procedural Services at King's Daughters. Growing up, he never thought he'd become a physician until grad school at UK, when he began to study biochemistry.
That kind of lit the bug, you know, for me of thinking that there was something that I had in me that interested me more towards how medicine worked, how the body worked, and what types of things needed to happen to fix things that went wrong. Kind of the moment when you realize that's really what you needed to be doing with your life. And then, I attended University of Kentucky's medical school. And, you know, now having the opportunity to practice at my hometown, I don't know how you could ask for anything better.
UK and King's Daughters have long enjoyed a close relationship, working together on education, research, and patient care for many years. And with his ties as a UK alum, Ford says when he or his team needs guidance on a complex patient, UK specialists are just a phone call away.
You know, you had this network of support that's been important. You know, I practiced OB for 15 years before I stopped that part of my practice. But you had this support of people who had helped to train you that you could always call on when you had something that might be beyond the scope of a community hospital.
Now UK's resources and infrastructure are also helping King's Daughters keep up with the significant growth they've recently seen, which has played an important part in Ashland's economy.
Our pre-pandemic budget was right around $500 million for the whole King's Daughters health system, including all of our clinics in the two hospitals, King's Daughters and King's Daughters Ohio, of course. That was around $500 million. And then this next year, it's probably going to end up between $900 million and $1 billion. And I think anybody who has any economic insight knows that that's a pretty huge change. I'm excited for our community that we have such an opportunity, you know, to provide employment.
For UK at the Half, I'm Hillary Smith.